Do you know about English blood sports?
No.
This is always a fun anecdote. So, the English had all these fucked up blood sports back in the day. And they had one called fox tossing, where that you would just take a fox by the tail and throw it up in the air as high as you can and try and like break its legs when it landed or whatever.
Whoa.
And I don't know how you score that game or how it really works. You just sort of throw a fox.
I think everyone's sort of a winner there.
Yeah. It's like pinata.
Yeah.
The classic. Did they do pinata in the Olympics? That's Mexico, the only country that competes in piñata.
Yeah, they got rid of it because Mexico was just dominant.
They got the gold medal.
Yeah.
They had the most candy.
They just...
Some fucking 3'4" Mexican guy. Thank you, very, very much.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
They have a low center of gravity for piñata.
No, I don't know. The Chinese were bad at beach volleyball.
I saw a conservative meme today of...
I didn't finish the story about blood sports.
Fish, please do.
Yeah.
They had another one called goose polling.
What happened there?
All right. So, similar to the fox toss, they would take these two pillars and then span a rope in between the top of them and then hang a goose from its feet.
Jesus Christ.
A live goose, and you would ride a horse at full speed in between the posts, and you would have to grab the goose's neck and you try and rip its head off. Without like ripping off the rest of the body, but the goose is flapping around, so it's hard to grab. So that's how the sport worked: is you would grab at the goose, try and rip its head off, and it was very difficult. But the best sport that they had, I think, was just called bear worrying. So they called it. They had an arena set up. And they would release a bear into the middle of the arena.
Holy shit.
And then they had, like, wild dogs on chains that only went up to, like, near the middle of the arena. So they would corner the bear in the middle of the arena and just scare it with the dogs. And on the Wikipedia page for bear worrying, they have, like, this excerpt from some account of, like, some Englishman that saw... Like, this happened back in, the 1600s or whatever,
Jesus Christ.
Still doing it. And there was, like, a variation of bear worrying where instead of a bear, they used a donkey with an ape tied to its back. And, like, in the excerpt, it was, like, it was very amusing to see, the screaming of the ape as it pulled on the donkey's ears and the curs tearing at the ape's fur.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, so that's basically why they took over the entire world.
Yeah, it's
why
sort of an English. Analogy of what they did to the rest of the world.
Just pure evil.
Yeah.
The English.
Completely, yeah.
You think there was someone who was just...